Hi, this is episode 168 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're going to read Joshua 3 and 4 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 3. The next morning, Joshua and all the people of Israel got up early, left the camp at Acacia, and went to the Jordan, where they camped while waiting to cross it. 3 days later, the leaders went through the camp and told the people, "When you see the priests carrying the covenant box of the Lord your God, break camp and follow them. You have never been here before, so they will show you the way to go. But do not get near the covenant box. Stay about a half a mile behind it." Joshua told the people, "Purify yourselves, because tomorrow the Lord will perform miracles among you." Then he told the priests to take the covenant box and go with it ahead of the people. They did as he said. The Lord said to Joshua, "What I do today will make all the people of Israel begin to honor you as a great man, and they will realize that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests carrying the covenant box that when they reach the river, they must wade in and stand near the bank." Then Joshua said to the people, "Come here and listen to what the Lord your God has to say. As you advance, he will surely drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. You will know that the living God is among you when the covenant box of the Lord of all the earth crosses the Jordan ahead of you. Now choose 12 men, one from each of the tribes of Israel. When the priests who carry the covenant box of the Lord of all the earth put their feet in the water, the Jordan will stop flowing, and the water coming downstream will pile up in one place." It was harvest time, and the river was in flood. When the people left the camp to cross the Jordan, the priests went ahead of them, carrying the covenant box. As soon as the priests stepped into the river, the water stopped flowing and piled up, far upstream at Adam, the city beside Zarethan. The flow downstream to the Dead Sea was completely cut off, and the people were able to cross over near Jericho. While the people walked across on dry land, the priests carrying the Lord's covenant box stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until all the people had crossed over. Joshua chapter 4. When the whole nation had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men, one from each tribe, and command them to take 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan, from the very place where the priests were standing. Tell them to carry these stones with them and to put them down where you camp tonight." Then Joshua called the 12 men he had chosen, and he told them, "Go into the Jordan ahead of the covenant box of the Lord your God. Each one of you take a stone on your shoulder, one for each of the tribes of Israel. These stones will remind the people of what the Lord has done. In the future, when your children ask what these stones mean to you, you will tell them that the water of the Jordan stopped flowing when the Lord's covenant box crossed the river. These stones will always remind the people of Israel of what happened here." The men followed Joshua's orders. As the Lord had commanded Joshua, they took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, one for each of the tribes of Israel, carried them to the camping place, and put them down there. Joshua also set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, where the priests carrying the covenant box had stood. These stones are still there. The priests stood in the middle of the Jordan until everything had been done that the Lord ordered Joshua to tell the people to do. This is what Moses had commanded. The people hurried across the river. When they were all on the other side, the priests with the Lord's covenant box went on ahead of the people. The men of the tribes of Reuben and Gad, and of half the tribe of Manasseh, ready for battle, crossed ahead of the rest of the people, as Moses had told them to do. In the presence of the Lord, about 40,000 men, ready for war, crossed over to the plain near Jericho. What the Lord did that day made the people of Israel consider Joshua a great man. They honored him all his life, just as they had honored Moses. Then the Lord told Joshua to command the priests carrying the covenant box to come up out of the Jordan. Joshua did so, and when the priests reached the riverbank, the river began flowing once more and flooded its banks again. The people crossed the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and camped at Gilgal, east of Jericho. There Joshua set up the 12 stones taken from the Jordan, and he said to the people of Israel, "In the future, when your children ask you what these stones mean, you will tell them about the time when Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Tell them that the Lord your God dried up the water of the Jordan for you until you had crossed, just as he dried up the Red Sea for us. Because of this, everyone on earth will know how great the Lord's power is, and you will honor the Lord your God forever." May God bless the reading of His Word. God knows His people, doesn't He? He did this miracle of stopping the flow of the Jordan River so that they would know that Joshua was His chosen man. He knew that He had to do something spectacular so that they would believe. This was His way of showing the people that Joshua was His man, and of showing Joshua that He had His back. And further, God knows that His people have very short memories. So He told Joshua to build these stone memorials to remind the people and the generations after them what God did for them that day. And one more thing God did was this. He caused it to be recorded for all time in the Bible that this stopping up of the Jordan River happened, quote, "at harvest time, and the river was in flood," unquote. And then when the priests came up out of the dry riverbed, quote, "the river began flowing once more and flooded its banks again," unquote. I believe this was done on purpose by God so that the following generations couldn't try to explain away the miracle by saying that the river was just in a seasonal low. No, the river was in flood, and as soon as the people were across and the priests came back to the riverbank, it returned to flood. God did these miracles outside the city of Jericho. But He wasn't finished doing miracles there. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll read Acts 22. Remember, the Apostle Paul has been arrested in the temple in Jerusalem, and he's just been given permission to speak to the people. We'll find out what he had to say in tomorrow's reading. Join me? Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.